Hey, welcome to episode 28.
Yes.
Edgar. New Year's Eve episode.
Wait,
oh, should we do it?
No.
Oh, my bad.
I didn't. Why? Why?
Para que limpio. Para que limpio.
My bad. Salud. You know what that means?
What?
2022?
It's about to be a fucking blast.
Popping.
Shout out to Blast.
Shout out Blast. Oh, yeah, my God. Hey, Mo, it's good. Take a shot, that's fucker. Fucker. I can't even say fucker.
Sorry, I know. I'm looking. Look. That's like when you like, when like someone gets shot at and then you're like, damn, it's right by my head. Like,
what?
Look.
There's splash on the wall.
Yeah, I almost got him. But I didn't.
Vic, how did that happen?
I really don't know. I didn't do
did
anything.
Did you shake it?
You know what it is? Vic, the minute he holds a bottle, he just thinks about the club.
Yeah,
you know, he pops bottles so much that when the bottle goes up, he never...
I think I have mind control over the bottle.
Yeah, facts.
Because I didn't even touch it like that.
Mm. That shit was lit.
Damn, Moet is bomb.
Yeah. Moet is good.
So clearly, if you're looking at this podcast, only one of us understood the assignment. I wonder who it was.
I think it was Vic.
I'm dressed up.
You're not dressed up, Vic.
Yeah. I'm dressed up to go to club.
I'm dressed up.
Dressed like a 6-year-old pimp.
I'm dressed like
a Backstreet Boy.
So you guys remember when Diddy went to the nightclub for New Year's Eve?
Yes.
You remember that?
No.
You remember that?
Sorry.
When he was J-Lo?
What are we doing?
It was a J-Lo and then Shine.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I'm dressed. So, you know?
You are dressed like that.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm dressed for the occasion.
Well, I'm definitely dressed up like getting ready to sit in the sala because I have slippers and socks, but you could never tell.
Nike socks
yes.
at that.
I love your fit, by the way.
Thank you. I have to now get very a new festive. Fit for New Year's Eve because I'm understanding the assignment here.
I'm totally okay with you dressing. I'm dressing.
Redressing like this?
Yes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I wasn't about to dress nice again because I was going to get left out in the cold, I felt like. So I'm just like, do my thing.
Be safe.
Just like Tony Soprano.
I like it. And do you know what happened here?
Long morning.
A long morning.
Yeah. Mm. But you can never go wrong with Pro Club.
Hey, Cozy Club.
Cozy Club.
I'm just really afraid with you with Prince.
I know, me too.
Yeah. Just know I throw they'll say out. Something.
Just know everything that has a pattern in my closet was donated.
Okay, so we have cool New Year's Eve hats on. Facts. It actually has a space where you can write in your resolution, your New Year's resolution. So we're going to go around the, it's just even a room, around the little salita.
Okay.
Is this a sala?
This is a sala.
Have we been
this
in the sala, sala the whole time?
Yeah.
Wow. That's fucking awesome.
True phones.
So who wants to go first in sharing their...
you want to go first?
I'll go first.
Isaac.
Drum roll.
What's your New Year's resolution? And the thing is, this year I will find love.
Find love.
Wow.
I think it's time for your boy to retire his jersey.
Wow.
You feel me? Hang it up in the rafters. And find love. You feel me?
I know we play around about a lot about love, but I think you're getting to the age because me and Vic have been having conversations.
Yeah.
And he's like wants to find love. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm.
Why is that?
Why did everybody laugh? You fucking.
Why is everybody laughing?
That was not funny. Put me to the age.
No. Yeah. You don't want to be 30 years old just fucking anything.
I don't. Wait. What? What do you mean by that?
Like you know when you're young, you're wild. You feel me? Like.
No, I feel you though. No, like yeah, obviously, like yeah, I'm gonna be 30 soon, you know, and yeah, you know, it's getting to the age where I would like to, you know, settle down, have a blended family. You feel me? Like,
wow,
you know,
I love that.
You know what I'm saying? My son been asking me for like siblings and stuff.
Oh
I don't know how serious he is about it, cause like,
right. He like, also likes his own shit.
He likes being like the center of attention and stuff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He was so happy that my sister's having a baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Are you happy? You're gonna be the only boy." He's like,
"Yeah." Still good times for him.
Yeah. So.
Duno, are you ready?
Unveil yours.
Mine's is really cool.
You have to read that. This year I will.
This year I would meet Drake.
Wow.
Hey, I put that in the universe. Oh yeah.
This year I will meet.
I feel like Drake will find you funny.
Yeah. Shout out Drake.
Imagine Drake on the next The Homies project.
That'll be fire.
Because you know how he always jumps on people's projects.
Yeah.
Shout out Drake. I fuck with Drake.
That's dope. Now, Duno did have some hats that were his throwaways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got this year I will lose weight.
And then away, you have to read it. It said psych in the end.
Oh, oh, oh shit.
Oh, God. The jerkness has started. Yeah.
And this year I will fuck horse.
But he decided not to, so.
Yeah. Because I prefer meeting Drake than fucking horse.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what I mean?
What if you meet Drake?
And he makes me fuck horse?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has horse.
Yeah, for
then,
you.
Then are I'm down to fuck horse. This yeah, I'm down yeah. for it. Fuck it. All right. I got 10 bucks. Fuck.
You know what? Hey, shout out Michi Choi. This episode is...
Sponsored
so
by...
So we've talked
is
about...
powered by...
Powered by, for real.
Michi Choi.
We've talked about how... There's an episode that we got too drunk to even post because we got crazy.
Oh, yeah.
It was because we were drinking Michi Chui. So get ready.
Yeah.
Is that ever going to come
up? Honestly, everybody when they watch this, are probably going to be a little lit. You know, it's New Year's Eve.
Oh, if by now, if you haven't had a drink, or get one because we're going to go lit.
Yeah, you got to drink with us. You feel me?
This year, I will make a million.
Hey! Yeah.
Profit a million. Because you can make a million, but also spend a lot of it. Because
spend half a million, spend $750. Yeah, I feel you.
I love that for the energy.
And that means if I make that money, we all making money. Because I'm not someone that's
You guys see how Vic just let me hang you right now?
Oh, my bad.
Now, you know what I was manifesting this year? We're having a conversation with all the homies, right? Mm-hmm. And they wanted to know about what everybody does. And so I was giving everybody's background. I was giving Letty's background. I give Vic's background. Ron's, Maximo's, you feel me? Everybody's shit. And they're like, so how do the podcasts make money? And I'm like, well, the ghosts get a huge fucking, what's that thing called? Kind of like be part of, get like a huge deal and then
make the goal, millions.
And then they were like, damn, that's going to happen next year, huh? I'm like,
like
right?
a streaming deal.
Yeah. Like it is, yep. So yeah.
I'll
put that on the universe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I make 1 million, you wait. 1 million, you make 1 million. Yeah. The crew makes 1 million.
Yeah.
I don't want Josh fucking be like, why the fuck do I still live in Van Nuys? And you guys are millionaires.
Yeah. I love Van Nuys.
Just this Maximo's whole hood.
Oh, I'm from the 182.
He's like, not Van Nuys.
Yeah. Hey, do you guys claim where Letty's from? Like, does the Valley claim Somar?
Yeah, sure.
But
does the Valley claim Glendale?
Glendale?
Sorry, I'm drunk. I don't know why I said
that. Does the Valley claim Glendale?
Why is the Valley?
Glendo is not the valley.
No, I said Somar is the valley. No,
but
the
I just,
valley doesn't claim Somar. Somar is the valley.
I just always thought like.
Okay.
Oh, she's
tripping over there.
And she's sober.
She's here banging.
I don't know. You guys have like ranches there.
Yeah,
you know,
we have horses and cows.
I ain't going to lie. Because we're talking about the homies from the valley. Oh. And they're like.
So Somar's like the IE of the valley?
Yeah.
Yes. Somar's the IE of the valley.
They're the riverside? Of the valley.
Can you look, Constant Juan, can you look up the new laws for Cali? And there's one that has to do with horses. So it's directly for Somar.
Wait, so you guys don't claim or you guys do?
There's a bunch of new laws, by the way.
No, Somar.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I just want to know if you guys claim.
Okay, don't you know I'm local? There's a bunch of new laws that are going to come into effect January 1st. The stuff that we voted for in November is going to come into effect. I know one of them is like, have you ever ordered this year? Did you order like alcohol from Uber Eats or Postmates? We did. You can't do that anymore. You could take drinks to go, but you have to go pick them up now.
What?
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
It's more dangerous.
Facts.
Right?
Yeah, you can't Uber them or Postmates them. Stupid, right?
But you could pay an Uber driver to go to the liquor store
on the side
and then deliver you some shit. Right?
I don't know.
In theory.
Well, I don't get it. So now you can order, but you have to go pick it up yourself?
Yeah, you got to pick it up. But before, you couldn't take alcohol to go. Like, you can't have alcohol in the streets. It's not Vegas. It's not the strip. But I think now you can order alcohol to go.
Like, but in you the can't, car? Like, you can be holding, like
you can be like, hey, restaurant, give me an enchilada and a michelada, and you can go pick it up. And then, but before, you couldn't order the michelada.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
damn. It's about to be wild.
And then there's one that has to do with horses. Oh, this one's pretty cool. Mugshots released by police. They're going to limit the mugshots being released. You know, like, because usually when the mugshots get released, it kind of feels like that person's guilty of whatever they are. And it goes not in favor of the innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah.
So
they should make mugshots NFTs.
Like that one fine girl that went viral for being fine on the mugshot.
I got you guys. First NFT.
Let's see Josh's. Never mind.
If you're riding a horse on a highway, which is something that would happen in Somar, you have to wear a helmet.
Safety first, then teamwork.
Right. There's a lot.
I see one in San Diego where, like, the food, they got to deliver everything that they don't sell or give away. They got to deliver it to
food banks?
Yeah, to food banks.
I like that.
I'm like, damn, shout out San Diego for doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's smart. Well, New Year's already starting off with a good start. New laws.
Facts.
New cool laws to help people, you feel me? The alcohol one's kind of weird because I kind of like when they Uber Eats the alcohol.
Oh, yeah, that's clutch. That shit could, like, get to your door before you do.
Yeah, we did that shit. I let this. We got drunk as fuck.
Whole new party, yeah.
Big looks so stupid.
Damn. I felt like I was invisible for a second.
How was your guys' Christmas?
It was low-key dope. It felt dope being able to gift everybody a Christmas, a present this year.
He was really Santa Claus.
I was really Santa Claus, yeah.
I saw.
I was able to bless all the homies with some cool merch.
I knew he was going crazy with the gifts because he kept calling me, hey, is this person, tell me, connect me with this person. I was like, oh, Duno going all out. He was like connecting with hella people.
You feel me? I had to bless him with some gifts.
Yeah.
That's dope. You know, not everybody got a gift, so you know.
I gave you guys a gift.
You did.
Yeah, thank you.
Shout out for a gift.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Cheers.
We need a shot. I'm drunk. Come on.
Cheers. All right.
It's kind of.
Cheers.
No, Duno was telling me about his family, how they had like a get together because my husband was looking for pozole the day after Christmas, or actually Christmas Day. And Duno was saying that his aunt made. Why are you laughing? What's in this? It's alcohol?
Yes.
Well, what will it be?
I don't know because he's laughing like they're about to drink.
No.
Yeah, Maximo, fucker, take your shot.
Yeah, fool.
Fucking director, asshole.
Director of assholes.
He is. He directs us. Cheers.
So 2022.
So 2022. Everybody take a shot if you want.
To Ron.
Happy birthday, Ron.
Happy birthday, Ron.
Oh, fuck. Hey, Juan, you be doing this grimy way. Yeah. So you saying?
Your aunt made pozole. To get back in everybody's good graces.
No, not like that. It wasn't like that. But it was more like
They've been beefing for a long time.
Nah, not me. Just you know families go through problems and stuff and like sometimes cousins don't agree with each other. But we all respect each other. But you know, there's sometimes you like kind of avoid not being there just so there's not an argument or it's not a little awkward. So I feel like that this year was cool, but my mom's always taught me like that had nothing to do with you, like, you know. But shout out my aunt and my cousins. Like, we came through. We had a conversation. One of my cousins was telling me how she was going to Mexico. She was actually the first one out of all of us to go to college. So, you know, we're obviously very proud of her. And she's doing her thing. But my aunt hasn't cooked pozole in a while. Or we haven't ate it in a while.
Because we haven't been talking.
Because we had, just because the certain situations. Yeah. And she came here and made pozole. And I told her, like, damn, Tia. Yeah, I made pozole in a while. And that shows gas.
Yeah.
And that's just smack. Like, I've, like, cleared the bowl full. Like, there's, because... You know, there's certain shit you grew up with that you're picky about in other people's houses. And, like, I grew up with that certain tia's pozole. Okay. And her pozole is always smacked. But obviously the situations, she hasn't been around in, like, certain holidays. But she came this year, and the pozole was a one berry. That shit was gas. Cleared the whole bowl.
So we're going to have pozole for New Year's Eve, if anyone wants to come. My dad's making the pozole. He's
ate
one since day one. Straight from Guanajuato, Mexico.
Hey. No way.
But you guys are going to be Rosarito?
Yeah, getting our freaky on.
Oh, shit, Vic doesn't know. Wait, you're going to go where?
Vic's going to find love this year.
I told the baby mama he's going.
What?
He's scared of her. No, yeah, I might go to Mexico. I'm still a little undecided, but I might possibly go. You know, I got booked out there, so.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like, the homie did get booked.
Yeah.
So, Papa the Beer, shout out Freddy Fresco.
Yeah, shout out the Empudia and all them. Yeah,
yeah, they booked the homie.
Yeah, so.
You know, I'm going out there to support the homie.
I was going out there to support you.
Yeah, we going out there to
build each other.
Let's get the story straight, you guys.
Hey, Letty, do you ever use that?
What?
Like, now that we kind of like popping, I said I don't want to be with somebody, I'll be like, dad, I got booked for something.
You just told on yourself, first of all.
No, but he gets booked a lot. I've seen it. I was there.
Yeah, see? No.
You before they go to the bed. Yeah. We talked about it. Yeah, if you have to go.
Before you check the email.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, my Christmas. My Christmas was very interesting. For the first time since I was 12, my parents and I and my siblings shared a Christmas together.
Wow.
It was, I didn't, you know what's funny? I didn't think about it until like a few days later. Like,
right, wow, like that really happened.
Yeah, exactly.
No fighting.
No,
I love it.
Getting together. Yeah, that's
they're,
awesome.
And they're not getting back together either. So it's like, it's weird. It was just like, my parents like grew up together. Mm-hmm. Like they met when they were like 14. So there's a lot of history there. For years, you know, they like had their disagreements and everything, and that, you know, they both had different partners. I guess right now, maybe because they're both single and just getting right. older, everybody's just cool. You know what I'm saying? And it's wow. not perfect, but like everybody's cool. And it was very interesting. Like my dad, you know, shout out my dad. He invited my mom. He didn't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? And she came and she had a great attitude. And my tia was there, and you know, my son was there, my siblings, like my brother-in-law. It was dope.
Awesome.
It was super dope, honestly. Like, it was just a little, you know, it wasn't a lot of us, but it was like, it was meaningful. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, it was home. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
And that's the house, like, we've grown up in, too.
That's crazy. That was dope, because I think they even had a dance battle.
Yeah, they did. Like, I'm telling you, like, they grew up together, so it's like some shit.
They're
like,
very comfortable.
They met as kids.
That's yeah.
Beautiful. It's a little different, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that music, that's the music they used to dance to. And, like, shit, like, yeah. Here I come.
And it was funny because it was a serious dance battle. Like, while your mom was doing it, your dad was looking at her like, okay,
I got something for you. Yeah, we're like, Dad, pop lock. He's like, oh, I don't know if I can. And then he got it like, oh, like he found that shit deep down inside him.
Yeah.
And, like, I did a poll from, like, all my followers, like, who hit that shit better.
Hey, your mom for sure won.
No, my dad won. My dad won. Literally 51% to 49.
It was close,
but yeah, my dad won.
Yeah, he
my
just dad, had a little, you know, bit he, more yeah, of he, the lock.
Yeah,
yeah,
because
he had a lot of the pop.
Pops was locking.
Yeah,
he, you know what I mean? Because he started from the fingers. Yeah, he went like all the way through. You know what I mean?
You know how to pop lock?
I love it. You know. What I mean?
the Omarion song. What was it?
Oh, not Omarion. Omarion. I don't know.
The icebox.
Yeah, but it's a touchy subject right now.
Everybody, what is Omarion?
Everybody's tested positive for Omarion right now. No, everybody got Omarion right now.
Imagine what it is to be Omarion right now. And
I know, everybody's blaming him. Did you see that DM when he's like, you're ruining everything.
You ruined Christmas.
What about you? How was your Christmas?
Yeah.
It was uneventful. We went over to my sister-in-law's house. Great food, but my youngest got a fever. He had like a little ear infection. So I took him back home. Jorge and Jorjito, they stayed. But I had to take him home.
That's like the worst. Like, the one time I thought I had COVID, it was a real bad ear infection. And this shit connects to this. And you're old.
Yeah.
You feel like shit. It's like over with.
Anytime you get sick nowadays, everybody's going to assume right away. Like, oh, man, I think I got
COVID. Well, I took a COVID test. I took the PCR test. It's really hard to find the free ones. But I found one. And they not only tested for COVID, they tested for, like, the two types of flus. And I was like, that's fucking dope. So I got negative for all three. Yeah. So we
good. Shout out negativeness.
She's the enemy hand.
Hey, shout out to Jorge. He made an appearance on national TV.
Yeah, look at him.
Wow. What was that about?
So he went to the Laker game. So Jorge, this is one of his biggest things. My husband doesn't like a lot. I know he likes, like, flashy things. But there's never really things that are, like, crazy on his bucket list. But he grew up like a basketball head, and he always wanted to go to a Lakers Christmas game growing up. Clearly, that couldn't happen. You know, his parents didn't have the means at that time. So for him, he wanted to take our son, Jorjito, to the game. And it felt like fulfilling his own, like, childhood dream to go. I stayed, again, that was Christmas Day, so I stayed at home with Jorjito because of his ear infection. But I liked that for them. They also need to have their time with their dad on their own, you know, and their time with me on my own.
Facts.
So it was really cool. I was a little jealous, but
that's super dope. No, I seen like the post, like he's like, yeah, not the most flattering picture on national TV.
Yeah.
No, and then he always gets like, for like even for the fight, when he has went day night, I guess. Yeah. Even like he was doing something that like most people, if they were being on camera, they'd be like this, but he was like enjoying life.
No, I think for that we're cheering because we thought I was there too, fool. For the fight. We thought old dude was doing something. Like, he dropped Tank, but Tank got back up. Like, he just slipped. So we were like, oh. No, still won.
That's dope. Yeah,
that was cool. Shout out to that. That was our Christmas.
Yeah, that was cool Christmas. That's good Christmas.
Yeah. I like your New Year's Eve plans. If you go to Rosarito, have fun.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Have fun doing
when we walked in here.
I'll be missing you on my New
Year's. When we walked in here, Ellie and Angie were like, "You're not going? Why you make compromiso?" And I'm like, "I told her I wasn't going. It would have been different if I would have told her I'm sliding and then I don't slide."
Oh, here's an update on Christmas. So,
that's a brown bag, no?
I'll ask you guys. That is a brown bag.
Angie, fuck off.
You said you have $10.
And I put $4 in there for saying fuck horse twice. three times. So, fuck.
I'm going to show you guys something.
Okay.
And you guys are going to tell me if you think this is an actual gift or if this is a re-gift. You know when you get something and you give it to somebody else?
Yeah.
Feel free to open it and look inside.
Okay.
This was a gift given to me by my best friend.
Your best friend?
In the world.
Okay. Angie.
Yes.
Angie. My and mommy.
Yes.
Okay. Is this some weird shit?
Yeah, it's a dildo.
Oh. Is it used?
Is that a real gift?
It's a little bottle.
Is it a re-gift?
This is bullshit.
What is it?
It's a fucking... And first of all, it's vodka.
Thank you. Keep going. This is what I got as a birthday, as a Christmas gift from Angie.
You're not down to chug it right now.
Do you like vodka?
No.
Chug it.
It's like she doesn't even know you.
It's like she doesn't even know me. What I told her, I'm like, because she works with a detailing company. I'm like, one of the detailers gave this to you, and you just came to my house and you gave me it. There's no way in heck my best friend is going to give me a vodka bottle.
And this was like serious? We don't
even drink vodka. I started drinking because of Angie, but she showed me tequila. Like, I don't drink vodka. This is not Ciroc.
I ain't gonna lie.
There's no like K-pop tie, nothing.
I ain't gonna lie, if somebody gave me that, I would have been like, good looking.
Yeah. Ellie's definitely in the lead now.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me tell you what I got them for Christmas. So Angie loves like Latin trap and she loves like Rosalía and all of them. So I got her like a Mac, like a Mac did a collaboration with Rosalía and I got that for her. But then I also got, we went skydiving, right? Me, Ellie, and Angie. So I went to Pandora, which is like a bracelet place. And I got charms of us, like, on a plane to, like, commemorate the thing we did.
We did that shit.
And then we can add more charms as we go.
Wow.
So I thought, like, my shit was super thoughtful.
Very thoughtful.
Yeah, this is bullshit for a best friend.
Like, you gotta, like, get the biggest gift. Like, the biggest... If you get a Belvedere bottle...
I'm fucking drunk.
Belvedere bottle... Like, you gotta at least get, like, a big one. But, you know, it's a holiday sometimes.
It is.
You know,
no, I love her to death because she's literally the one that got my favorite cake for my birthday.
Yeah.
In the you gotta remember the whole sum gifts. Of the year.
I ain't gonna lie. I would have been high. My best friend would have given me some. I would have been a little bitch.
I gave her COVID. What else?
She gave me the gift that keeps on giving. She gave me COVID. I still have fucked up taste to this day.
The Mari Kron.
Swear to God, if I was a re-gift too.
No, that's what I feel like. And I told her, Angie, it's okay, just tell me because I feel like you would have done more.
Yeah.
It would have made more sense that you say it's a re-gift. Yeah. Then you say like, oh, I thought of you when I saw this vodka bottle at Bedmo. She's like, it was either this or Fireball. I'm like, dude, there's fucking bottle openers there.
Can you admit it, Angie? Can you just admit it?
No, I told her the box is a great gift.
The box is a great gift. What about
so
what's
you
inside?
Literally said, I'm going to give Letty
this. Yeah, because I already had your stuff already. And so I'm like, I don't want her to like be like, hey, give me something and not open something.
Does Angie owe brown bag?
Yeah.
No. Sure.
Angie, please give $1.
I don't. Oh, I do have $1. Thank you.
Just do the dollar.
Take accountability on...
Yeah. Women don't take accountability, though. Let's keep it in the stack. Not you.
So, Vic, but before we got started recording, this is going to be a drunk podcast. Fuck.
It is. I'm already buzzed.
When we started recording, you said that you want to agree on Letty about the colognes and the perfume things. Yeah. Can you...
Yeah. Can you please...
Okay, yeah. No. So, when you said that...
Said what?
Oh, hold on. Yeah, let's back up a little bit. So, you said, oh, I don't like when...
I'll say it.
Okay, yeah.
So last podcast, I asked the guys if their girls gave them a cologne. Do they ask like, hey, how did you know that? Like cologne, where'd you get that scent from?
Yeah.
Because I feel like if my husband gives me a cologne, I'd be like, which bitch did you smell this shit on?
Yeah.
And then everyone called me toxic.
Perfume.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Perfume.
Yeah.
And then?
So, yeah, I was like, yeah, like, what the fuck? Why does your mind automatically go to that? Like, I was totally, like, against what you were saying. Mm-hmm. But, and then, like, this week, like, I seen, like, a lot of people, like, agreeing. And then also just, like, the homie was like, oh, like, yeah, like, I won't air him out who it is, whatever. But he said, like, yeah, my girl got me, like, brand new clothes, brand new this, brand new that, even a new cologne. And she's like, you better wear this. And then I'm just thinking, like, where did she smell that cologne from? And, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I literally told him, I'm like, she's trying to build her perfect dude with you.
She's
like,
trying to set you up.
Trying to, like, dress you how she wants, like, make you smell how she wants. Wow, and I was like, and it's like,
wow.
And it's not, like, a terrible thing, but and then it's like, she, like, somebody has to get the idea from somewhere.
Right.
You draw inspiration from other places.
Right. I agree.
So that's what I was just thinking. I was just like, damn, like, in my mind, I just started thinking, like, so where did she smell that before? Right. And then I'm like, oh, I understand what Letty was saying.
Thank you, guys.
You know, I didn't get any cologne like that, you know, for my Christmas, but just, like, from the homie's experience.
You can understand. Yeah.
Like, my mind went to that, and yeah. I was just like, oh, Letty has a point now. I see. Like, where...
And even, like, people are like, well, they sell samples. Well, and it's like, with our masks, we can't smell the samples, y'all. Like, that's a lie. You know the scent from somewhere else. 2 years ago.
There's
when
like
you could smell. Without a mask.
2 years ago. Yes. There's like an outside chance that somebody goes to like Macy's and is like.
And asks like, hey, I'm looking
I'm looking for a cologne for our perfume for my girl. Blah, blah, blah. But.
So you think
I
that's
just
rare.
Think it's too risky, especially because cologne and perfume is so expensive that it's too risky that if I don't know the smell, that I'm just going to buy you something and then hope you like it, right? It's either you go pick it and I pay for it, or I already know the scent from somewhere, and I'm paying
and
for
I like
that
it.
I already like.
And I like it. Because
it's a short bet. I'm paying like $100-something. Colognes are expensive.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's the same way with clothes?
Maybe not.
Kind of like, so let's say, like, I go out and, like, shop for, like, let's say I get, like, a crop top or, like, a pair of jeans and shit like that. Do you think it's kind of like the same thing when it comes to that?
Well, you want to give her stuff that you want to see her in.
Yeah.
Right?
But, like, let's say I've never, that's not my style, and you're showing to me, I'm like, oh. Like, if all of a sudden you get me, like, fucking see-through platform heels, I'm like, hey there.
Oh, I see
what you mean
saying.
By this?
Yeah.
I don't know, I got.
What'd you get her?
What did I get this year?
No, what'd you get her?
A pair of shoes, like some running ones, you feel me?
Running
She'd
shoes?
She'd be at the gym.
Okay.
You feel me? Something she's gonna wear, come on, get you something you're gonna put in your closet and I wear. Like, I've always been like, you feel me? Like, I used to love getting socks and underwear. Cause I'm gonna wear the fuck out of these socks and underwear, you know what I mean? Like, straight up, you can never go wrong with socks and underwear.
Yeah.
And then,
Yeah, Angie.
And then,
it could have been
what
socks.
What are you wearing?
Okay. And then, like, a dope little fit from Sorella.
Oh, okay, okay. Oh.
And then,
Shout out to
King Heather. King. No, it's her story. Shout out Heather, his girl.
But
yeah.
I've never met him.
And then,
I have met him. He probably doesn't remember me.
Shout out to Rao. And then, there was like, I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Oh, and then there was like a dope tea that I put in there. Like some like streetwear shit. Like some new shit, you feel me? Like rock some cool shit, you feel me? Rock some different shit.
No one say anything. Do you guys go down for Christmas or for a birthday?
I mean, it's not a special holiday for
us. Or do you guys, if you don't go down already?
I do that on a Monday, Tuesday,
wow.
Wednesday,
you're
Thursday,
gonna find
Friday,
out this
Saturday,
year. You're gonna
Sunday,
find out this
Monday.
Year.
Wait, so you think people only go down on
no,
girls?
I'm just asking.
Oh, yeah, no, nah, if I'm fucking with it, yeah, come on.
You're already gonna go down.
I'm a bush man sometimes, too. I'm just saying.
So you tell her, no need to shave, babe.
No need for Manscaped.
Angie said.
Oh, you ain't never been a bushman?
I don't mind. I'm a grown-ass man.
Yeah, I don't give a
little
fuck.
Little hair never scared me.
Yeah,
you feel me? Like, come on, man.
Come on, you feel me?
My grandpa used to landscape.
You know what I mean? I know plenty of barbers.
Come on, man. Like, you know.
Nah, yeah, I'm not.
I know little boy.
I have a homie that like super against her. I'm like, dick, what the fuck? You know, people are human, right? You know?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Same.
Obviously, like, but like, nah, like, I'm not tripping at all. Yeah.
Not
there you
tripping.
Go, ladies.
Yeah.
Why did you think we were gonna be like, ah, not only on holidays? No, just asking.
No. Because, like, you know, there's always, like, for girls, like, oh, just give him a head. Or, like, just, like, that's, like...
That, hold on. All right, look. Head is not a present. Right. Neither is pussy. Gotta say it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm gonna say.
But you know how people do say that, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I just wanted to turn her.
It's like, oh, like, oh, I'm gonna give you a little razzle-dazzle for your birthday. What the fuck? I should get that every day.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Something special?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, though, lately, I kind of been on my little girl shit.
Like,
I've been like,
period?
I've been like, I've done that before. I ain't gonna cut. Yeah. I done fucked up a period before. That's gross shit, though.
Oh, that is gross shit. That is gross shit.
I thought you said gross shit.
Oh, no, grown. That's a grown. Oh, that
you know what? You know what? I love that she didn't flinch. She's like, oh yeah, period. Yeah.
You like return me to the.
Damn,
this episode is this close to being cool.
A porn.
Yeah.
Nah, nah, but I'm like, you feel me, like. What? Fuck, we gotta start all over. Fuck.
What is going on?
I mean, they're wrong.
Fuck, give me chichu, you do it. Hold on, bite you no more.
Every time.
How many minutes into the podcast?
Jose,
how many more minutes?
Jose laughed, but he's like, fuck.
Jose is like, oh my god. And he's like, I'm not gonna sleep for a
week. We haven't gone through anything.
I know.
Oh, and I want to take it off now. Yeah. No, because you guys are all
should
like.
Should we pause or something? Should we pause real quick?
Let's just take a shot.
No, that's what we shouldn't do.
No, no, let's take.
I'm cool with sipping right now.
Water shots.
Water shots.
We'll be back after this short break.
We're gonna take a short break.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Oh, fucking shit.
Duno says he knows he's drunk when he can't feel his eyebrows.
That's true. You guys don't have a thing that triggers your...
My face feels fuzzy. That's when I know I'm drunk. Duno? I mean, Vic? When I start calling people other names.
Oh, when you call him bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Busy.
What's my thing?
You get pink.
You look pale as fuck right now. It's pink. It's just
you. I just started
bunny hopping and just making.
Are we gonna get a bunny hop today?
No.
Come on, man, for my birthday. Hook it up.
Hook it up.
Sus.
Can't do it. No, not today.
You should have bought her flowers and held her hand.
Why does this water taste like tequila?
It is. It's tequila and tonic. Or what is it called?
Hey, is there music?
All I think is tequila.
Hey, for the music that you listen to while you're drunk, that you don't listen to when you're sober?
That's a good question.
Okay.
Shh.
What?
We're recording the podcast, guys.
While we're drunk?
Is there music you guys listen to when you're drunk, but not when you're sober?
Like in your feels type music, or just
no, just anything. I'll go first.
All right, go. Yeah.
Like when we're drunk, me and the homies, we have this thing where like my generation, we drank fireworks when you commented.
Fireworks? That,
yeah, by Katy Perry. Is it fireworks or fireworks?
Don't you feel
no, you sang. You like sang. Because you say you drank.
Yeah. Oh, I said drank? Oh,
yeah, just for that sake.
He said.
We drank?
And he said.
We drank fireworks?
And he said. And he said. And he said. He said.
What did I say?
He said, when you combinate it, what is that?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
Is it combinated?
Yeah. What is combinated?
Oh, my bad. Combinated. When we combinated. That's the word, right? Combinated.
Oh, like graduation?
Yeah, when you combinated. Oh, combination. Yeah, that's
what combination.
Okay.
He said combinated.
I said combinated? Oh, fuck.
And
he
drank fireworks.
I thought you were combining fireball with something.
Oh, okay. So when we combinated, you know, in our combination in fifth grade, the song we drank, I'm drank fucking saying that. Damn, fuck, we gotta stop drinking on the podcast.
Oh,
this
shit.
Is the last time for me.
But yeah, we for some reason always play that and like Bruno Mars and like Hey There Delilah and shit like that. We go like or like Linkin Park. In the end, it doesn't even matter. And it's just like when one day we don't know why, like fool, you feel me? But yeah, that's like really the shit we be getting into when we're drunk. When we're drunk, yeah.
Damn. No, I think I listen to the same music.
For real?
Yeah, because I like mariachi music when I'm drunk, but I also like it.
Oh, that's crazy. Okay, you've been...
It all depends on the setting, you feel me? Like, it could be, like, if I'm with the homies, like, we'll play, like, you know, like, the song of, like, the current times, you know? Maybe we'll play, like, some O3 Flow, and we'll, like, sing it to the top of our lungs, or we'll play, like, Bankrolls, and then we'll, like, scream the homie T-Swish's part, R.I.P., and then it just really depends. You know, now, like, when we get drunk, like, we probably play some Draco. You know what I'm saying? Like, it all kind of depends on the setting. When I'm with my grandparents or something, like, drunk, like, we're going to play some Chente or some, like, Juanga. You know what I'm saying? It all depends on, like, who I'm with in the setting.
Damn, now that I think about it, yeah, because my family's drunk, the mariachi does not get played. It'll be, like, super, like rock en español. Like, they'll play, like, Banda Bostik and, like, to my family, that's for Fresas. Like, that ain't real rock boy. Like, my family goes deep into, like, Banda Bostik, fucking Los Angeles del Infierno, and, like, they get crazy with it. And then, like, for my...
Yeah.
Oh, damn, I don't even...
Like, what song would we know?
None, probably.
Tren al Sur.
Oh, no. Ya tras el capaz. But I think there's a lot of things, like... I'm telling you, like, they play, like, Say, by Los Angeles del Infierno. They'll play Banda Bostik, like, which is one of my mom's favorite bands, and shit like that. And we know the songs, because since we were kids, but, and then, find out my mom's drunk when she starts dancing rock en español with heels on.
Tight.
And my mom doesn't dance That's rock. Like, you know, our typical rock is, like, this. My mom does, like, her and my uncle do, like, crazy footwork, and, like, they, like, do, like, little spin remix. That's just crazy. But yeah, that gets cracking.
That's cool.
For sure.
While we're talking about music, I like this topic. 2021 is over. What would you say is the song, what would you pick as your song of 2021? It could be an LA song, it could be a hip hop song, it could be, let's stay in like English language genre.
Okay.
I'll go first.
Okay.
O3 Flow.
O3 Flow is a great song.
Damn, I was gonna go with O3 Flow.
I can't, too. Like, it's a spiritual song. You feel me? Yeah. Like it hits differently. It's really like, it's raw vocals. It's like telling a real story. I got the backstory on it when I interviewed Wally. Mm. I already loved it before that, but even then, after that, it's like, you know, faded hoodie for this 2:11. Mm-hmm. That's how I get through the rain. Like, damn, like.
And he talks about God. And
you know what I'm
too?
Saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
it's
love
a lot.
That song.
Yeah, I think mine would be O3 Flow too, just because. Yeah, I think O3 Flow. And shit, I only met Wally like once or twice. But that song really like... Remember for like a whole like month we just played this in the office?
Yeah.
And it was like...
Shit.
Yeah, yeah, that song for sure. And that was like one song where I put my homies on and they were like, damn, fool, this is a banger. And the homies like went through all of like Wally's catalog and they fell in love with all his other shit. Like,
yeah.
Like even like from Compton to Calabasas. From Compton to Calabasas. Yeah, like shit like that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I asked DJ Charisma. Shout out to DJ Charisma.
Charisma.
She said this year in the clubs, Blue Bucks Clan, Walking In. Yeah.
Oh, that was significant, too.
That song is from last year, but it did pop off more though this year. Definitely in the clubs.
Yeah.
More.
Well, yeah, last year we weren't even.
That one of the hardest bars ever.
Walking in security and doing no pat down.
That's crazy. Yeah. They don't pat you down on. Legend.
Yeah, because I'm wearing a dress like this.
I was saying because you're a legend. You feel me? People don't question you. Like, oh, that's Latina legend. But literally, no, you got Billy Western on you.
Yeah. The big blicky.
You got big blickies on you, but they don't patch it down. Bro, if a security guard were to stop Letty, you must not be from LA.
Yeah.
But keep it a bug.
They don't stop you.
Don't try her. Don't try her.
Nah, sometimes they be like, the ones that take the job too serious.
Yeah, some security guards do
Let
that.
Let me see your shoe.
Some security guards are so cool that they know you and they're like, yeah, we're not going to check ID. We're fine. But then other security guards are like authoritative. Like they want
to
just.
I'd rather be searched. I feel more safe when I'm searched.
Facts.
To be honest.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah.
Give everything to the girls. What's your song of the year?
You know, it's funny that I'm the one that said no Spanish songs. But I think, especially as it pertains to Brown Bag, like. 1942 is such our song. Like, we forgot about it for a little while, but, like, that's our song.
I love that song. I love the video.
It reminds me of us.
I love the girl in the video.
You want to know?
Yeah.
You want to know what the most player shit I did this year, no cap? I played that shit, and the girl was like, damn, this is a banger. Like, because I ain't going to lie, bro. I'll be going deep into, like, the low-key corridos or, like, upcoming shit. And she's like, where'd you find it? I'm like, the homegirl manages him. Wow. Had to do that. I had to play the.
You have to flex. No, I had to Yaya flex Carr.
Real quick. Yeah.
Shout out to Yaya. Perez.
Shout out Yaya and Marga Unica. They doing their shit.
And Diamante Perez.
Yeah, and then she was like, you're lying. I'm like, if I went through my archives on my story, when she sent us the good PR, you feel me?
Right.
And
yeah.
And I was like, yeah, look. And I was like, the bottle store right there, I haven't even opened
it's
it.
It's a 1942 exclusive. From Mexico.
From Mexico. Yeah. Man, shout out Texas. Shout out Texas.
I love, you know what's funny? Is I remember when you and Angie were having dinner, or like right before the podcast mm-hmm. one time, and you were like, "Hey, you're on the way. Can you pick us up?" I was like, "Yeah, for sure."
Oh yeah.
And then so I picked you guys up, and then I'm playing that song, mm-hmm. and you were like, "What is this?"
Yep.
And I'm like, "Diamante Perez. This is like this Yaya's artist." And you were like, "Oh, so
good. Really good song."
And yeah. then so we got in here, and then we played it again, and then you were like, "Wait, this is a really fucking good
it's
song.
It's really good."
Yeah,
because his voice. Yeah, his voice is like I guess like it would fit in back in the day.
Yeah.
But then the tone of the song goes with the new shit now.
And the content.
Yep. Yeah.
Just everything he's talking about.
1942's player now, you feel me? Yeah. He killed it. But it
reminds me of like not in any way shape. Like it's just the concept. Like tragos amargos. Like you're drinking and you're thinking of a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that's the same concept, but not for nowadays.
Yeah.
It's gonna be 1942.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be like corridos tumbados. Like,
yeah.
So that's why it was cool to me.
But I think overall our song was.
It was those two, definitely. Yeah. I feel like it was those two.
And yeah, Superame reminds me of you.
And then.
Is that this year? That group
yeah.
That?
And then Amanda Perez, we can't forget that.
Yeah, we can't forget that. But that's she didn't drop this
song.
Year.
I know, but it's
timeless song.
I think it was a brown bag song.
Definitely a brown bag song.
Yeah,
that has to be another one.
I was sad I didn't see her performance. Makes but sense. It was too
scoring
hard.
By Kaylin because that's when this fool was.
Oh, scoring
house.
By Kaylin was our shit
that's
too.
A legendary
scoring
song.
Also yeah. came out in 2020, but it got a lot
Motherfuck.
Bigger.
Motherfuck.
No, but it's okay because it got bigger this year. And I was playing 2K22 that I bought for myself. Nobody bought it for me. And then
yeah, I was 2K22 on PS5.
Yeah.
Me too. We could play together.
Oh, come on. What? No,
let's
go.
Sorry.
Sorry. Yeah. So I was playing, right? All of a sudden I hear, ding, ding. Scoring is on 2K22.
That, is, awesome.
That shit is dope. Blast is on
you
there.
You guys have to tell me about that. So they add songs to it and otherwise you wouldn't hear it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, I'm not a gamer,
yeah.
so I don't.
Yeah.
It's like you'll hear a lot of songs on there that you don't think would be on there. Like, right. Blast is on
but
there.
But it just plays while you're playing basketball?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, like, so you're, like, waiting for your homie to join so you guys can play together. Oh, what's crazy that I was playing yesterday with Little Weirdo and the other homie from San Diego, and they were like, yeah, we're going back and forth. They're from San Diego, from L.A. I'm like, shut your bitch ass up. Be quiet. You hear that? That's Blast. He's from L.A. I'm the San Diego artist. And they were like, I'm like, you hear that? That's a homie. But, yeah.
I am all kinds of fucking... Yeah.
Clothed.
Yeah, so if we had to choose one song out of all of those, I low-key, I'm down with saying 03 Flow.
I am too.
Is the brown bag pick for song of the year, 2021.
Yeah. Are y'all yeah, good I think with it
that?
Has to be,
and,
yeah.
And also shout out to Blast and Vino because they dropped their project this year. Dom mm-hmm. Kennedy dropped a great project this year.
Yeah.
Roddy's project...
I haven't even heard it.
I liked...
That's it.
What was it? Everything...
Late at Night was incredible. When Late at Night dropped, I was like, damn, this was the song that I felt like I could listen to this song forever. It's still incredible.
It's like a forever song, yeah. I think. Yeah.
But
Roddy's
album
got better the more times I listened to it. But it's one of those things, like, it's hard to top your debut sometimes.
Right. Oh, and sophomore album curse.
It's just so hard to do it.
That's a thing?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
no,
that's a thing for hip hop.
Yeah,
sophomore album
curse. Cause like, bro,
what
like,
is it like? Fodonga?
Jay Z's Reasonable Doubt, like
Chuntaj.
It wasn't, you know.
I'm being honest.
You're chunta.
You're a chuntara. You're a super.
You're the chunti, and you picked this.
What do you mean?
Like you're wearing this. You
what do you mean?
This
you're wearing
cause
this
because I'm cold.
Nah, it's chuntara.
Who's more chunti? Please tell us in the comments. Show your shoes, please.
You're like your own
Show
Dalmatians.
Show your shoes, please.
These fire.
Show your shoes.
Kaka Brown.
No, these are fire. Can you please say how exclusive these are, Ron?
Wait, what are those?
They're very expensive.
Ulta?
Yeah, but they're Air Max.
Those are pretty rare.
Man, I wish I was plugged like you guys. I get regular shoes.
Also, I got this when Victory Lab dropped.
Oh, fire.
Yeah.
Oh, so I thought you killed the cow for it.
No, you're still alive.
That was good.
You want to come at me? Come at me, bro. I'm ready. 2021, no me voy a dejar, güey.
Oh, my God.
Look, Ellie. Don't make me get on you. Don't be cheering for the wrong team right now. Big ass forehead.
Yo! She's living in the life
for you. She's so nice.
Shut the fuck up.
You dropped the fucking meatball thing.
No, you're still sitting down.
That was a fuck. Oh, no. I went in the vault, but I'm just shut up. Let the nose.
Can I change it to my outfit that I had before? Please, just give me 1 minute. I wonder how many drinks we've had already. Shout out to Miguel. I literally have a champagne bottle in one hand and a Michichui. What is this, cucumber and margarita?
Yes.
Cucumber and margarita in the other hand.
How many drinks
Okay. Mm-hmm. We did our favorite song of the year. Yep. Our brown, officially, it is Wally Sensei.
All three
Congratulations,
flow.
Wally.
It's right here.
Boom.
All three flow. Jumping out the window. Outside is all I know.
I never make it out the wall. Fucking villainy. Billy Western.
What do you say about God? That's like my favorite part. It's like,
Jesus loves me, this I know.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that part.
I feel it when he says that. Like,
Jesus loves me too.
I scream that. I feel it. You feel me?
Jesus me quiere. Not just Chewy, but like,
yeah. Yeah, not the guy downstairs. Yeah. But yeah.
Thanks. All right. Favorite episode or favorite moment on the Brown Bag podcast of 2021? We started Brown Bag in 2021. So first of all, clap it up, everybody, for Brown Bag podcast.
6 months.
2021 is an incredible year. Wow. 2021 was an incredible year for us. The fact that we started a podcast and we stayed consistent.
Yeah.
Every week we've been doing this.
Facts.
For the last 6 months.
Yes. Yeah. Sometimes it's been choppy. Sometimes it's taken a long time for the episode to drop. Sometimes the episodes are too explicit to drop, but we do it. And facts. We're here.
Real quick, Vic, can you turn the heater off? God damn, I feel warm, bro.
Low-key, my legs are like itchy now. My legs are like itchy now. It's so hot. Yeah. Yeah. It feels good a little bit.
So what's been your favorite moment on the podcast? It's not even of 2021. It's just of the podcast in general.
I think
in 2021.
I think episode 5 was it. Are You Crying, Fool?
Mm.
That was a good moment. Like we, I feel like we crossed like a certain like plane.
You cried that one.
You cried that one. It was about cried by your dad.
It was pretty emotional.
Oh, God. Did I cry by my dad?
Yeah.
Oh, you cried about my dad.
No, you cried. Too.
I cried.
Oh, you did too.
Because we're like, kidding you not. And then I cried, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
I cried. That was a very, like, I feel like that made us cried. Closer.
We could run it back.
Yeah, you facts. Cried. Insert the clip right here.
I cried?
You said you went to TJ looking for your dad.
Oh, I cried in TJ. I cried on the episode.
No, on the episode. And then you didn't find him. And then you didn't, like, cry, but it was like watering. And we're like, oh my God, he's crying.
Yeah.
And then we made fun of you for crying. Yeah.
I don't remember that. But if I did, shout out to Brown Bag for making me cry.
It was like a moment where we got closer as co-hosts.
Yes.
And like so many people, you remember the comments on that episode? Like so many people were like, yo, I cried in that moment. Like,
yeah.
I think that
was a great episode. It was.
That brought a lot of people closer to us because we were vulnerable and we showed, you know, like, damn, like this shit happens to us too.
Yeah, nah.
And that was before we got the trolls in our comments. That was when all the comments were like, I'm so proud of you guys. I'm so happy for you guys. Yeah.
And then I think one of my favorite episodes, I have two.
No, what's your, yeah, say your moment.
I think my favorite moment was when the Charlemagne, we did the shout out when I was like, Vic cried on my shoulder. He's like, no, I didn't.
Charlemagne the guy.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was like a really, but that episode overall. Yeah. Wait, was that Are You Crying? Was that episode?
No, that was way later.
No, I think, that episode was, it was dope because I remember my homie had just passed away. And Letty called me and was like, we don't have to film today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, nah, if I want to film. But the day before, I got drunk as fuck at the homie where we had the candles for the homie. And we were just, I was like, you feel me, going through it type shit. And Letty was like, you don't got to come. And I'm like, nah. And we shot, and I thought that was like a really good episode where we shot like that dope. And then I think the Santa Claus last week was dope.
Yeah,
and that was like a fun episode. Yeah, that was like a dope, time. But yeah, I think those two were cool as fuck.
But I don't smoke cigarettes. I think it reminds me of my grandma.
My dad smokes, but like I have negative feelings about it. So I really hate the smell of cigarette smoke.
Imagine I can say like, yeah, that smell of crack.
Because it reminds me of my dad when he was here. Oh,
Oh, I remember that. I remember that. But I thought it was because. I remember that. That was a good episode. That was a really dope episode.
Yeah.
But I think the one after my homie passed away, I thought it was a good episode too, because we had like a dope conversation.
Yeah.
And even like our first episode, we went like, when I said bitch, man, like, beautiful intellectual, that crazy human. Yeah. That was like, we had a lot of dope times.
Some bars.
Yeah.
That's bars.
Big bars.
Yeah.
I think it's going to get like, I think some of my favorite times with you guys is just the things we do for each other. First of all, I think my favorite is the live show, because it showed us that people really give a fuck about us. And it means something to us. And like, we mean something to people. But I think like, personally, when you guys came out to my cousin's car wash, because to me, it's like that to me went beyond what people do for their coworkers. That was like shit you do for your family. Yeah. You know, like even you, when you talked about like your friend passing away, I'm not trying to make you work because I care about you, you know? Like that was definitely on you, whether we did anything or not. And I think that appreciation and love we have for each other, that's not work. That's family shit. Like that's like, hey man, like I got you right now. So those are my favorite moments. Anybody else have a favorite brown bag moment in the room? And of course, leave it in the comments what your favorite brown bag moment is. What, Angie?
When they went off on Latinx. That was so raw. Oh my gosh.
Can we post that?
We hadn't posted it as a clip, but I'm so glad that the 20,000 plus people that saw it didn't cancel the
episode.
Yeah. They're just like, yeah. There wasn't even any comments about it. Well, there's a few.
Agreeing,
Yeah, a lot of agreeing comments, so yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to us for being
awesome. And the chip challenge. When this
bowl, the chip challenge.
That wasn't even a fucking memory. That was fucking horrible.
Yeah,
that
that's
horrible.
Not even the that's episode bad. Isn't you even can't up watch anymore.
It. Yeah, because it was part of the live stream. It fucked up. But
because
you can
Angie
hear it.
Fucked it up.
Yeah, on the audio stream. Maximo, do you have a favorite moment of Brown Bag?
I think the live show.
The live show was really cool. It just showed us, like, oh, shit, like, we're doing something.
Yeah, the energy was real. To me, the live show was more of a, I think it was, like, an experience you don't forget. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things where we, like, we obviously had disagreements. We were going back and forth on certain shit. Fuck, do we look good? We don't look good. Mm-hmm. We met across the street at a fucking random bar. Like, it was just the craziest shit ever. It was raw, and then we stood together. We were, what, an extra 8 episodes in already?
Yeah. And what do you think is, like, most viral moment.
Oh, the him hating
Beastie
Boys. Oh.
I don't think that was the most viral moment. The most viral moment.
The cholo one
or the Star Wars one.
Chewbacca. Or no, that you're like no Mexican.
Yeah,
Star
that
Wars,
shit went
kind
of viral.
Yeah.
Like it had like 500,000.
Oh no, our most viral was the you and Angie drinking 40s.
Oh, on YouTube? Yeah, that's almost 100K. Yeah,
that was the most viral one. Chug a 40.
Chug a 40 challenge? Yeah. That's the first thing that pops up when you search Brown Bag.
Yeah, that's the first thing that pops up when you search Brown Bag.
And then it's like, it's just like the thumbnail is like, you feel me? Pop gives in. It away. Yeah.
I think on Instagram, our most watched reel. Uh-huh. Can you guys want to guess?
Some stupid shit?
Is it the one where you say that like, do know what's sad or something like that? Or no?
The one about where you brought up my ex?
Yeah.
No.
Which one is it?
Mario Lopez.
Shout out to Mario Lopez.
Yeah. Oh, that's our most viewed reel?
Mm-hmm. I just remembered I had a dream about him the other day.
How'd that go?
It was like I met him or something. Like, it was so weird.
Oh, wow. It'll happen.
Yeah, it'll probably happen.
It'll happen in 2021.
That's crazy. 2020. So Mario Lopez was our most watched reel?
Yeah.
That's dope.
That
what
was
about on TikTok, man?
I think it was the 40 one.
Oh.
Yeah, everybody was like, "She, what the fuck? People know she could choke 40s. Like, people were so surprised that Angie couldn't choke a 40.
And oh, man, I'm so mad about that. I can't.
You're so pissed off right now.
I'm trying. I can't.
That's real shit.
And then her cousin sold her out through 100 of the bus. Yeah. She's like, we drink 40s all the time.
Yeah.
She's lying. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she told on you. You just didn't want to drink it.
She knows. She makes me chug, but I can't.
I can't. I hate beer. No, actually, I'm wrong. On TikTok is the cholo one.
The cholo one. Wow.
The cholo one and this one. How many did that do? Over the weekend, oh, carne asada, Duno brings, oh yeah.
Not your main.
People like cheese, man, fool.
Yeah.
Oh, and then this one having beef with Edgar's.
Oh, the Edgar one went pretty viral.
But I still think.
I like the way you say Edgar.
Edgar?
Yeah, it's you're the only person that I know that says it like that, but I like it.
Yeah.
Edgar?
Yeah.
You know what it is? Maybe it's where I grew up, because I swear to God, like, the homies were like, fool, Staples Center, we will support you. And I'm like, you know what?
Yeah, that's right. How you just said it is right.
No, the other way I say it, okay, I'm trying to correct myself wrong. Because then every time I say it wrong, you're like, I'm making one like.
No, because you guys say that I'm making it up, but you literally.
No, it's okay. You're right. Okay. Can I have some more? Okay.
Staples Centers.
Yes.
Sorry. Yeah, we had a lot of great moments.
Can I say
a lot
how you got in trouble? Moments.
Yeah, but do it in a super, like, slick. Mm. I'm going to say it. I'll say it.
Hold on. It's a big task.
So you feel me? Yo, boy.
So you feel me?
So you feel me? Yo, boy. I ain't going to lie.
So slick.
Fuck, I don't know how to say it.
Can I just say it?
Okay. So there's like, I think, what's it called when it's like, there's a certain subject we always talk about? Like, it's kind of like
a recurring theme?
It's kind of like something that we always bring up that it's like, it's. Oh, fucking Moet.
Yeah.
Huh? Is either that or my heart? I'm just kidding.
No. But there's like a because I've talked about it before. Like, there's this one girl that I feel like always has been having my heart. Like, I've been in love. You can hear me?
Yeah.
My check.
There you go.
Okay, yeah. So, some girl I was talking to at the moment, I got a crazy, like, message. Like, I just seen the new episode. And I think maybe we should try it a different time. You're always bringing up your ex. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm tripping around. I'm like, what the fuck? What you mean? I'm like, you're weird. What the fuck? It's a conversation. It's a good conversation. You know, if I play that card, like the...
It's for
entertainment. Yeah, it's content. Which is true, but it's also real. You feel me? So I'm like...
He got in trouble for when we talked about the girl he'd give up everything for.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So another girl saw it. Mm.
So you'll give anything up for her? And I'm like, dude, chill. That was last week. I'm a changed man this week. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, shout out her though. We cool. You feel me?
Yeah.
Shout out all the brownback baddies.
Yeah.
It's been a good 6 months.
I can't wait for out here.
Yeah. What?
How many
brownback baddies?
It's been baddies. 6 months. It's been 6 months since we started the podcast. And I'm very grateful for every single episode, and all our fans.
I'm drunk.
And I would just like to say thank you, you know, to all our viewers. You know what I'm saying?
All right, well, that was our favorite brown bag moment. Mm-hmm. Do we have a favorite brown bag word?
Yeah, I think it would either be, just because I, I think it was, fuck, bro.
Just say the word.
Boobs. With the B-E-W-B-S.
Nah. It's either that or Googly Bear.
Googly Bear.
Googly Bear has been... I've been hearing Googly Bear too much.
Yeah. What about you, Vic? Favorite brown bag word?
Say it, fucker. Say Staples Centers.
Staples Centers was a good one.
And that's one of my favorites. That's my top three.
That's a really good one. That's a really good one. I feel like there's another one, though.
Oh, I know.
What?
Fuck with me dying.
Fuck no, with
that's
me, not dog.
A word. No, but I we mean like in a...
It's like a phrase.
It's like a phrase.
I know the top one.
Which one?
Princesa.
Princesa.
That's the word,
We made that up. We like made that up like it's a thing.
Even
like,
I don't know how to spell it, but...
I know how to spell it.
Anytime I post a female on anything, on like my Instagram... People are always like, is that Princesa? I'm like, no, Brittany Renner is not Princesa. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Like, that's because during the term Princesa, that have to mean something for real.
Yeah.
It's like a term.
It's like wifey.
It's like a substitution for wifey. It's like, it's not your girl, but it's
as,
your girl.
As high as you can get without being the wife.
Yeah, without being committed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Shout out Princesa. Shout out all the Princesas in the world.
Hmm. Shout out just one.
In a million.
You know who you are. Not gonna say your name.
Why?
I don't know.
Because four will think they're talking to them.
Four? What's that number? I don't know.
I ain't gonna lie. You know my favorite thing about this podcast? What? That, like, everybody knows, like, me and Vic are whores. Like, fuck it.
Like, it's so funny because Vic is really trying to promote that he's not.
Whore? Did you see my hat? It said I want to find love.
And multiple whores.
They're nice ladies. Just
kidding. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I'm drunk. And when I'm drunk, I don't give a fuck.
Per usual.
Facts. Shout out to Princesa.
Right, do we have another brown bag category that we can talk about?
Who's, like, our favorite, like, brown bag character? Definitely Oscar De La Hoya's one. Who else is one? Like, is Julio Cesar Chavez, like, a character we kind of... I mean, obviously, he's a real person. Yeah. But, like, somebody we've, like, spoken about a lot. We've spoken about, like, Elon Musk. Who else have we spoken about? You're drunk. I've never talked
about. We have
Amanda Perez. Amanda Perez. Yeah, we spoke about. Yeah.
Yeah, like a figure guy. We talked about. Not a character. Yeah.
Mario Lopez. Oh, we talked about Mario Lopez.
Fucking Walter Mercado.
Walter Mercado. See, that's a character like we kind of.
I would say my favorite brown bag was the. I mean, the fuck, bro. What the fuck?
CNR.
Yeah, we need to stop doing fucking podcasts while we're drunk.
That's it. It's done. I'm giving up alcohol for New Year.
Same.
This is the only reason why
Michi Chui, fuck
off. I love Michi Chui. If you want to get lit, go to Michi Chui.
You guys. Freeze, how we feel now when you're drunk?
I'm drunk too.
No, but I feel like you're like, fuck.
Like, get it together, guys. Yes, get it together. That's how you feel?
I'm getting it together.
Who else do we talk about? You can help us, Room.
Birds.
Birds are real.
Oh, birds.
Compton One.
Compton One.
Oh, Conspiracy Josh.
Conspiracy Josh.
I think Conspiracy Josh is a fan favorite. To this That's day, a fucking I get fan Birds favorite. Are Real in my DMs because Facts. Of him.
Yeah, I still get Birds Are Real.
BBL Ron.
Yeah,
BBL Ron.
Mayan Mommy.
Mayan Mommy.
We don't have a nickname for Ellie.
Well, Duno just tried to give her one, so we're not going to.
Hey, big head.
Can I get something better?
Not big head. You should love
big head. Big head is a cariño.
Yeah.
You know what they say? All the girls with the biggest foreheads are the prettiest.
I'll take it. I'll
take
it. Rihanna, big ass forehead.
No, don't take it.
That's true, right?
Take it. No, like, that's when they kind of hit up on you. Like, hey, big head. Like, no. No.
Angie, fuck off. You wear socks and sandals.
I love it. I still will.
What are we doing with this episode?
Not at the Nike slide.
Clearly celebrating.
Yeah.
No, who are figures that we talk about on the podcast? I know we're
Mario Lopez. Them.
Mario Lopez, Canelo we talked about. Andrew Ruiz.
Andrew Ruiz.
That's what's going to happen
in 2020. Eric Bellinger.
Damn, actually that's one of the best moments too.
That was Andrew, hilarious. Chat to Andrew.
Charlamagne.
Yeah.
Those are people we talked about consistently.
None of them mean shit when it comes to Yena.
Yeah.
Fat ass Yena, bro.
Yena is our brown bag. 2021.
Facts.
Right?
I'm gonna call her right now.
Call her.
Should we call her?
Ask her what she's doing for New Year.
Que quiere gordo. I already know what's coming, but fuck it.
Yena, put it right here.
The fact that she still answers.
Yeah.
I know.
Every time she sees me, she charges me.
What?
Money. She's like, cause I came out of your pocket. She's like, gordo, mi dinero. I'd be like, fool, what?
You know how to spell Yena?
No, I just can't find it on my phone.
It's two L's.
I don't know how it's spelled, but I texted the homie for his mom's number.
Well.
I like it, but send me your mom's number.
Imagine.
Send me your mom's number.
That's wild.
Why?
All right. Let's do CNR. CNR. Pozole. Chicken pozole.
Wow.
Menudo.
That's not it.
Wait.
That's like your pavo and pollo de
cocina. Yeah, that's what she looked
at me. No, pozole is meat.
You're making fun of me.
No, pozole is meat usually, no?
Like rest?
But then they have chicken pozole.
I think it's just chicken and the puerco.
I don't think I ever had chicken pozole.
I thought it was...
meat, puerco.
Wait, what did you say?
Not all together,
yeah?
It's not all together.
What I said was caldo.
Pozole.
Pozole
and menudo. No,
I like mine better.
Caldo de res.
You can say
pollo. Oh, caldo de res?
Yeah, caldo de res, pozole, menudo.
Oh, that's easy. Okay.
That's why.
All right. Menudo rival. Disgusting. Get the fuck out of here, Menudo. Disgusting.
Even the group?
Pozole, for sure, Padrino. And caldo de res, carne asada.
Mine is the exact same as Vic. Menudo's so disgusting. Shit is fucking horrible. Ugh. Why is the texture like that?
Para la cruda.
Pozole. Nah,
pozole can do just fine.
Pozole, carne asada, and fucking caldo de res, vanino.
You eat menudo, you eat ass. That's all I gotta say. That's all I gotta say.
So menudo's Nino. I'm just kidding.
Wait, no,
because I don't hate menudo.
Of course not.
I'm gonna throw this drink
at you. I like menudo.
I like menudo.
Of course Josh likes menudo.
Yeah, I eat ass. Yeah,
look at him. He got a candle that said, keep away these demons. And I'm like, stop inviting them to your house. Like,
put it up to right here. This side. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. ¿Qué pasó, señora fea? ¿Qué estás haciendo, Yena? ¿Qué estás haciendo? Le estoy diciendo, le estoy llamando porque ganó un premio por haciendo la persona más chistosa y más admirable en los Topazas.
¿Me estás grabando otra vez, gordo desgraciado?
Sí. Le quería llamar para darle sus pupusas de por. Yeah, so, yeah, por eso lo estoy llamando. Sí, ¿qué le quieres decir a los fans?
Mira, gordo, mejor deja de estarme chingando, ¿viste?
No, es de verdad, te lo juro que es de verdad, te lo juro que es de verdad.
Deja de estarme grabando, animal, y ya vas a ver cuando te miramos.
No, estoy...
Animal bestia.
Estoy siendo serio.
Estoy haciendo serio.
No estoy... Le estoy llamando porque la... Queremos mucho en nuestro podcast.
Amén. Muchas gracias. Yo también los quiero un montón. Si quieren al gordo, yo también los quiero. El gordo es un amor, es un hijo más para mí. Muchas gracias,
hermano. Ok, ahí vamos a llegar a enero. Fue enero 8. A ponernos bien pedo a la verga.
A la verga, a la verga. Dios.
Pedo. Peda, perico y muchachas. Ay, llena, gorda, fea, la quiero con todo mi corazón.
Bye, bye, papá, dale yo.
Bye. Love you, bye. Bye, love you.
That was so cute.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Shout out my second sobby mom.
She's hilarious.
Yeah, she's funny. You're the one invited to the January 8th. She knows about to be cracking.
To the what?
January 8th, the 100 baby shower.
Oh, nice.
January 8th, yeah, I'm going to welcome the kid. I'll
pull up. That's awesome.
Pull up, come get drunk. Don't bring the kids because it's a party.
So just so you know, the way she talks to him is nothing compared to the way I talk. Like, I talk to you nothing compared to how she talks to you.
Oh, my baby, I love you. Be safe, okay? That's how you talk.
Yeah. I'll be like, oh, my baby, my morenito chiquito, mijo.
And I'll be like, what, like this? She'll be like, what are you doing? I'll be like, chilling.
I feel like he's my other child. But also, with two moms, because Yena's like your other mom, right?
Yeah, I have like multiple other moms, but yes.
Right. So who needs a dad, right?
Yeah, fuck a dad, for sure.
Fuck a dad.
See, the person with two dads? I mean, you guys are both have a dad.
I love my dad a lot.
He's the same.
He's the best.
How is it having two contacts on your phone, but with parents?
What?
Aww.
Hey, did you celebrate Father's Day? No.
Do you?
No. I get drunk with the homies.
Oh, okay.
And we like reminisce on shit, like, yeah, fuck that, boo. I swear to God, bro, you meet all the homies, they're gonna be like, yeah, fuck her dad. For the bitch. They talk about their dad. Don't cry, fool, you got two parents. Silver Spoon, Crib.
Silver Spoon.
The Valley.
You know when they say that, like, aren't all spoons silver?
Not in my house.
Have you heard of a fork?
Plastically, you don't wash it.
Spork. I'm sporked up.
No, but I love that for you. You feel me? Glendale, the Valley, Downey, two parents.
Well, you have two parents.
I have one.
Wait, our parents are divorced.
Yeah, both of our parents are divorced.
Yeah, facts.
I Oh, you feel to feel bad for your parents being divorced through it? No. Oh, I'm so sorry your parents don't love each other. They fell out of love. Oh.
Well, your dad still loves your mom, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
But she don't love that fool. She's chilling.
Yeah.
Oh.
Someone hug him.
Do you guys' parents talk to each other? Obviously,
yeah.
Vicks do.
Yeah. So,
yeah, your parents get along?
Really well.
Uh-huh. But they're not together.
No, not together.
This is like modern family shit.
Yeah. It's weird. Good. It's healthy.
It's cool, but it's a little strange, but it's cool.
How are you guys about your parents dating other people? So, yeah, both.
My mom has had my stepdad forever. My dad can't date. He's not allowed.
He'd be going to Mexico getting it in.
Yeah, he can do that all day. He goes like once a month.
So you're a cuck block in the United States.
And but he does that during the, he does that on his own time.
Yeah. Shout out, y'all probably getting it cracking. Yeah.
Hong Kong.
Your dad's getting it cracking too.
My sister's gonna fuck you up. What about you, Vic?
He's not.
Yeah, he is for sure. He's getting it cracking tomorrow, I think.
My dad's like a, I don't know, like a 40-something-year-old bachelor. Like,
yeah, he's getting it cracking too.
Like yeah, but like it's like recurring characters. It's like a sitcom. Like I just see like characters come back every few months. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I remember 2017, season 7. You know what I'm saying?
Like
father
and like son.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, so you obviously I'm nothing like my father, you know what I'm saying? But
you're trying really hard to portray this like nice guy image. It's not working for you.
But yeah. My mom doesn't, you know, she doesn't really date, really. But, you know, I think because they're single right now, they can get along better, you know?
Yeah.
Would you guys want your parents to get back together?
No.
No.
Damn, fool. No. Mm-hmm.
You just want him back.
What do you mean?
Would you like him back in the United States?
Nah.
Oh, he's staying TJ.
Yeah, toxic.
Okay, New Year's Eve traditions. Let's move on, y'all. I think it's much of a Latino thing that we do the uvas.
Mm-hmm.
We do the cleaning the house. What was another one you guys were saying?
Someone cleaning was saying, the house?
Yeah, you clean the house on New Year's Eve. So, like, you start clean the new year. Your mom probably does it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Then there's the grapes thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Eating, take, like, 12 uvas or something.
Eating 12 grapes.
I see people put lentils in their pockets.
What is that?
I don't know. It was just like...
Lentils.
What about spaghetti?
Supposedly, like, or in your wallet or something like that.
You put money underneath your pillow.
Money underneath your pillow.
Or what about the underwear one?
Definitely the underwear
What's
one.
What's the underwear
What's
one?
What's the underwear one?
It's a different colors underwear you mean, means different
what,
things.
Can you
like
break it down?
Like,
what
one means prosperity, one means love. Like, wear red underwear, babe.
Can you overlap them?
It's gonna happen for you.
For love?
Yeah.
Red for underwear?
Red
for love?
For love. And yellow is for money.
So wear both.
Orange?
I'm wearing all of them.
Wear rainbow underwear.
Wait, what does it mean when you go commando?
I don't know.
No draws?
Yeah.
That's what it means.
There's another one. You run outside your block with your luggage. That means you're going to travel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's the grapes thing?
12 wishes.
12 wishes.
Oh. 12
we
wishes.
We do all of them.
I've only ever... You telling me you and your family run around the block.
No, I don't.
I can't do that in your shot.
I put underwear. I put yellow all the time.
But
what's
I do the
yellow,
grape
what's
one.
Yellow for?
Yeah. The grape one. For and money. Now that I think about it, yeah, the cleaning one, my mom does the cleaning one before everybody shows up.
Everyone does it.
What if I'm doing like New Year's in like a different country this year?
You try the other stuff.
Your underwear.
Yeah, your underwear. Just, grapes are everywhere.
Just jump in the water, Rosarito.
Your underwear.
And run around.
Do you have a resolution for Vic?
Find love. I didn't know how many really wants it.
Do you have a resolution for me?
I think it's more on the private side, but I think, you know, I think there's a lot of shit that I think, well, like, that would come for you in a good thing, you know?
What?
Like, there's a lot that I want to happen to you, but it's more like when we have private conversations. You get what I'm saying?
No.
So, like, Vic really, like, Rick wants to find love, right? You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't think there's things that you want to get better at behind cameras.
Like, what?
There's, like, a lot of things we've had conversations about.
Well, you said it on camera, so now you have this.
No, I don't want to say it. But, if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
Make me, I don't know.
What's your resolution for Duno, Vic?
For Duno, I guess learn a little more patience, you know? just a young thing. Like, you know, I've been young before. You know, there's nothing wrong with like what anything he's doing, but like patience is a virtue, like they say.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I try to like.
I like
know,
that.
I like that too.
Put the homie on a little bit, but you know, it's like it's gonna come. You know, and I'm here for him to, you know what I'm saying, cross any bridges, right. Dot any I's. You know what I'm saying?
I want Duno to be more safe. And it happens with us. We don't want to leave what we came from because we want to seem like a certain way, like sellouts or whatever. But I think that the like trajectory of Duno, it's going to require him, because he's going to get so big, it's going to require him to like prioritize certain things and protect himself a different way. Yeah. That doesn't mean you're not still Duno
from a little bit where of separation you're from
and things like that. But it just means, like, okay. And I tell him all the time, like, I yo me preocupo por it. Like, I get worried about him.
Yeah.
When he tells me some shit. And I'm just like, dude.
No, I can't let you, feel me? Because it's a lot.
But, you know, like, I'm always like.
Nah, yeah, for sure, for sure. But I do it a lot. Like, I think it's like a self thing, too. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I'd be like, damn, why am I on the block? But it just, I don't know. Like, I don't talk about, like, you guys, there's a lot I don't post or a lot I don't talk about just because that's my shit, you feel me? Like. But
it's definitely something that happens because we have loyalty in our blood, so we feel something sometimes disloyal if we're not still doing the same thing. But I'm sure even, like, we've talked about, even when we first met, that the guys on the block are telling you, like, no, go get your shit off. Like, we got this. Like, you go handle your shit. Like,
yeah. Shit could be, like, a little, like, it's weird, but it could be, like, a touchy subject.
Very.
Like, where it's in a sense to where I'm like, damn, but, like, I really don't want to, like, you feel me? There's just certain shit, but. Yeah. I appreciate both of you guys, by the way.
Of course, yeah.
Give it to me, Vic. Pause.
What?
resolution.
Oh, resolution? what's the resolution?
We need a resolution.
Oh, I have mine for you.
Well, yeah, please, can you say something? Because whatever the fuck you were trying to say makes me feel like, oh, shit.
No.
I have hella deep problems now.
No, not like that. But I think, like.
Like, Letty, we want you to stop fucking drinking. Like, this is what we want.
Like. Stop caring less about what other people think.
Stop caring less.
Stop
caring less.
Just stop caring what other people think.
Yeah. Because I feel like there's certain sometimes where I feel like you get it too into like the comments or like certain people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're better than that. You don't got to worry about that shit.
Yeah. So it makes me trip out a lot because I think the thing is like I know my intentions are not the things that are being said.
Yeah.
For example, like a big one is like if I touch this fool, oh my god, they're fucking, oh my god, she wants him, oh my god, all of this. And I'll literally call him and he's like, Leti, who gives a fuck? And
I'll be like, dude, I'm not fucking thing. You. Like I'm like not like that.
But I don't want it to come across like that, but that's literally how I am. If Vic was sitting here, if Angie was sitting here, you would be getting it. Because I think my thing is when I'm laughing or whatever, like my shit is touching. Like that's how I am.
Yeah.
So maybe we just need to replace you with a statue. So I can just fucking touch the statue. Anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you.
For me, I think you gotta like accept your goatness.
Oh God.
Right? Like, you know what I mean? Like really like talk your shit. You gotta talk your shit sometimes. You know, as a resident shit talker on the podcast, like as like
you do that so great though, Vic.
But you gotta do like skill. And what the fuck have I accomplished in comparison to you? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know? Like so I feel like cause I don't like when somebody's like you. Like, we were just talking about, you know, shout out to Ellie. She was telling us, like, how you guys met. And she was 19, and she literally came up to you as a fan. Mm-hmm. And, like, now Ellie has, like, a career in music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, you've, like, you know, helped, like, shape her in certain ways. And, like, you've helped shape me. You helped shape Duno. It's, like, and countless other people. So it's, like. Say that. You know what I'm saying? It's not wrong to say what you've done. Like,
no, I
not
get
necessarily
it. You're
say
thinking
it,
like you're gonna tell people like, yeah, I put him on there, my kids. No, but like
she's modest.
Yeah, no, but there's also the good, like I was talking about my homies. I was telling my homies and my homegirls what you guys do. And a lot of people don't know. And then it was like, damn, when I was telling them like what you done, they were like, what the fuck? Like, and then it was like, damn, I do remember her. It's like the little shit like that, you know what I mean? And take pride in this shit, you feel
take
me?
Take pride like, in your shit. You're really, like, up there.
And I know it's going to sound super, like, but, bro, you're one of the one only females that, like, really did their shit without, you feel me? Like, you did your shit without having to do some hoe shit. Like, you know what I mean?
No shortcuts.
You know what I mean? You use this.
Yeah.
Not these. They don't let out for you, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, shit. Like, that's real shit. Yeah. Like, that's real shit. That was dope.
Did we need any more? Did he, we give you? We gave you?
We gave you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did we do Vic?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Wow.
What did you say to me?
What did
he said?
Find love.
Yeah.
Oh, for Vic. Yeah, I think it's my turn for Vic.
This podcast is going to be Dan is Random Fool.
Part two, because we've done a lot of this Random Fool. I think Vic puts a lot of people on, like, in difference, right? Because I kind of feel the same about you and I. Like, we put a lot of people's lives on our backs. You not only have your career on your hands, but you also take part in Dunos, and you're also taking meetings for Brown Bag, and I'm sure we're just a couple of the many people that you take, like, on your back. And I think that that can be very stressful, and that can be very, like you don't want to let people down. And I think that I would want you for this year to not have to worry about other people. Like, worry about Vic. Like, because you can, it's like in the plane, you can only help when you're good.
Yeah.
Like the.
Seriously.
I feel you.
So, but we That's all got important. Each other for that.
Yeah, facts. That's yeah. important.
Look at us.
Yeah.
Look at us. Shout I don't know what us. Else to talk about. I'm too drunk. I feel like this episode is so slow.
Yeah.
Either that or it's just we're not getting fucking to the drunk. Point.
Fast enough.
A little bit of both. That's what just cut. You gotta just cut the spaces.
Okay. Yeah, is there can. Anything else?
Cooler culo.
Cooler culo. No.
I want to talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Latinas don't. I see when you send it. I'd already seen the video, but I didn't know that's what it was.
Yeah. So Evie Queen, who is, we know her like fucking reggaeton legend. Like, you think Don Omar, Daddy Yankee, Evie Queen is up there. Like, she's just been around forever. Different songs in different generations of the genre. And now she's coming back again in Latin trap. So she did this concert and she was talking about how Latinas don't twerk because they hula. And then that took off, that little audio clip took off on TikTok. So now you're seeing a lot of Latinas do like, they're saying they don't twerk, they're saying they hula. And it's cool. It's like the Latina dance, which I don't think is necessarily a hula. But it's like owning that, the like the movement of the Latina hips. However, I don't think that it was, I think it's cringe. I look at that and I'm like, oh my gosh. Because I feel like it's very, I'm going to get super serious. I don't know if we're fucking in the right mind for this. But I feel like it's very anti-Black and anti-Afro-Latina. Because twerking is a predominantly Black trait. It originates from that ethnicity. So to say, like, Latinas don't twerk, it sounds very condescending. Sounds like we don't do that. We do this. And so I don't appreciate it looking at that standpoint. And then when I'm looking at Evie Queen, she has a BBL, which I know everyone has BBLs now and big butts, but it's also another predominantly Black trait originally. So I feel like, or naturally, and I feel like you can't, it's like, which one is it? Are you trying to be like them or are you not trying to be like them? And I can feel for like Black women, especially when they're like, everyone wants to have the things we have, but they never want to be like, show us love or like,
or go through the struggles.
Yeah, go through the struggles of what it means to be us. And so I just feel like it didn't need to be that. It could have celebrated the Latina dance moves without shitting on a whole other type of dance move that is clearly identifiable to another ethnicity. And then honestly, like when they do the hula, like Latinas don't twerk, we hula. A Polynesian form of dance. Black girls can do that hula too, and they can twerk. So I don't even know what the thing here is. Like we don't do that. We do this one. There's girls that can do both, and I just don't think it's necessary. To me, it was cringe. So to me, it's culo.
Latinas from that are born and raised in the Latina, like mm-hmm. born and raised in Colombia and Puerto Rico, they might not twerk, but all the Latinas I know,
right?
Cause I ain't gonna lie, this might be. But my sister,
shake that monkey.
One of my sisters loves to twerk. You feel me? Like that's, yeah. And she's Latina. But it's, I think it's probably maybe it's just where you were raised. Obviously, Evie Queen wasn't raised.
But I don't even think it's that. I think it's you might can't twerk.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
But to say we don't twerk, it's almost like you hitting on a girl and she's saying no. Oh, you're ugly. Then I don't want you anyway. It just feels like very condescending. Like it feels like very like, oh, that's below us. But it's like, are you choosing not to twerk or can you not twerk?
Yeah, I don't know. To me, it's all like,
You feel me?
Because honestly, if I could twerk, I would twerk. Because that shit is fire. That shit is bomb.
Shout out all the people that could twerk.
Yes.
Whether.
And you don't have some. To diss one to, like, celebrate the other.
So you think she was kind of saying it like that?
That's it. But then to me, it's like, Evie Queen, I don't think she doesn't know that. I think she is in those spaces. She's in urban music space. And I think there's Afro-Latinas in that space. There's Afro-Latinos in that space.
That would be like if we said, like, oh, we don't jerk, we boogie, two-step or something. Yeah, it's like, we're just like...
You're down in one.
Yeah, I guess. So like, oh, yeah. we only two-step or whatever.
I don't know. To me, it's all like, if you could dance, you could dance. If you can, you can. It's very simple. But I get what you're saying, though. Because I just, you feel me? Like, I was just with one take J at a reggaeton party, and he was fucking loving this shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he was going crazy to mess up. But he wasn't saying, like, oh, I was just, like, he was going, like, we're having fun. But he knows because he was raised around, he's from Compton, so I'm pretty sure he was raised on a lot of Latinos. And it just shows, like, the impact Latino music has for black people. And then, obviously, black people have great impact on our culture.
And then there's, like, this one girl who is, like, one of the main people that is, like, on that trend on TikTok. And I know her. She's a Latina. And I know her because she started popping because she was a Latina that could twerk. So for her now to do this video that's, like, Latinas don't twerk, we hula. Granted, she hulaed incredible. Or it's not even hula. It's menea.
Great video.
Menea. Yeah. That's what she was doing. She did it great. But it's, like, you got popping because you were a Latina girl that could twerk. And you have your baby hairs laid, like how black girls have their baby hairs laid predominantly. And it's like, it just feels cringe. It just feels offsetting. And I'm just someone that is for, like, and again, I know there's divisive shit that happens on both ends. I'm just not here to support that on either end. And I saw that and I was like, damn, that's cringe. The same way if a black girl was like, black girls don't salsa, we twerk, it would feel racist. It would feel like, what the fuck? Why'd you have to say you don't salsa?
Yeah.
You could just say you twerk. You get what I'm saying? If it were the other way around, we could see it, like, more clear.
Yeah.
So I just don't. It's
just divisive language. Like, yeah. I agree with you. I don't like any of the divisive shit that, you know, can down one people and try to uplift another. Like, it doesn't have to be the stepping on somebody to, you know, put your foot
right,
up.
Right, to celebrate anything.
Like,
yeah.
Anything like that. So, yeah, nah, I feel it.
Because that just taints.
It was a little too much. Yeah, it was just like.
Because I loved seeing, like, okay, yeah, menea. Like, yeah, perrea. Like, do your shit, right? But it's like, no, you're trying to down one, too.
I'm with girls knowing all types of dance. Like, if you could twerk, but you could also dance cumbia.
Yeah.
But you could also dance bachata.
I'm here for
that. And norteñas, but you could hula. But you could also do whatever this. You could fucking.
I'm sure. The Macarena girls.
You know what I mean? Like,
are like, that's not hula, bitches.
Yeah.
Like, I'm super sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like the more dances you know, the more expanded you are into other people's cultures.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, I could have a girl. You feel me? I could do the red nose, but I could also dance some salsa. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I like, to me, but I get what you guys are saying.
Yeah.
But I'm with everybody knowing more dances. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to another culo. Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. wants to fight Jake Paul. And he said, you know what? I don't even want the money. Like, save the money. Let's just have the fight.
We can't find nobody else. That fuck keeps getting his ass whooped. Mm-hmm. Culo, you bitch.
Jake Paul gonna beat his ass, boy. I'm not gonna lie.
To me, that's so unfortunate.
He's gonna beat his ass.
And it's like, we got our ass beat.
Yeah.
It's when he still, like, stops. Like, just because your dad was a legend doesn't make you a good fighter. Yeah.
You know what's
funny? You're maybe good at engineering.
You know what's funny, though? Is that him saying, I don't even need the money, let's just fight, just shows how he's never been a hungry fighter, and that's been his main problem his whole career.
I just feel like it's super thirsty. Like, I want the clout. I don't want even...
Well, that's what I'm saying, but, like, he's not a hungry fighter. Like, the reason Julio Cesar Chavez was such a good fighter, like, because he came from nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Canelo came from nothing. Literally hungry fighters. Mm-hmm. You can't mimic that. Like, when somebody grows up, you know, like, for example, like, Junior, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., like, he wasn't fighting necessarily for a purpose.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, yeah, let me do this. Let me do it. You know, let me make some money right now. I don't have to ask my dad for this shit. So it's like, he's not hungry at all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which is crazy that, you know, the Paul brothers, they're rich. You know, they made themselves YouTube stars and they're rich. But they still have, like, a hunger inside. Yeah, you can tell
they got good at they're training at it. They're working.
They're hungry for.
Because I'm gonna tell you, Jake really Paul, they're so cringe to me. Like, because I saw from like It's Every Day, Bro, like their first viral like song and all that shit, and even before then, just the vlogs. And just to me, it was scripted. It felt cringe. It felt like transplants in LA, just like fucking getting together in a house and trying to make vines and YouTubes and shit like that. So I didn't fuck with it because of that, but to see him really put in work for something, it's like, oh, okay. I can't not respect it.
You gotta respect it. Yeah, you gotta respect it.
What about you, fool?
So that's cool.
I said it.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. Chavez.
Yeah. Fucking dweeb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out his pops, though, my uncle.
All right. Let's end this off with the Edgar Report.
So, you know, shout out to all the people always sending me Edgar's news throughout the week. One that really caught my eye was an Edgar beating down another Edgar on the floor.
Edgar on Edgar crime.
Edgar on Edgar crime. It wasn't like he wasn't hitting him hard, but he was trying to, but he didn't know how to fight. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Hitting him like this.
He was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but after, you know, his 15 or 13 seconds, whatever he did, he got him up and then he like helped him up. And he was just like, you know, you're down, fool. Now you're officially an Edgar. And I thought that was dope, you know, like Edgar's uplifting each other. After, even though they try to like tear each other down for a second. But it was quick, you know what I'm saying? It's like he brought him up. The clip was only like 17 seconds long.
And in that 17 seconds, he was jumping him poorly.
Yeah.
And then he lifted him up and hugged him.
And the funny part was like the Edgar that was hitting him was way smaller than the guy that was on the floor. But he was just like.
Taking it.
He was probably pretending like it hurt.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then he walked, then he got up and he's just like, oh, yeah, yeah, fool, yeah. Like, now we're all down. We're all Edgars in this shit together. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, so it's, shout out to them.
Shout out to Crazy Edgars.
Shout out to Edgars, man. They uplifting each other. I hope they uplift each other all 2022.
In 2022, we're going to have an Edgar on the show.
Oh, yeah, we have to get one, the right one.
But not Maximo, who is an Edgar.
Yeah, shout out to.
Like, Maximo's an old school Edgar.
Yeah, he was
the original. His name is Edgar, but we need an Edgar. The lifestyle.
We do.
Yeah.
And drop some other suggestions for what you guys want to see in 2022.
Oh, I actually have. Let's end this off here.
Let's see. Bean Boozle?
Someone someone wants us to do a challenge. Someone put it up. Bring back the challenge. So this is for you.
Are we going to do it now or is it going to be?
We're doing it now. Fuck it.
Was
fuck
that the dog. Nasty ones?
So.
One's nasty.
They all look the same. And you're either gonna get one of the two flavors, okay? So they don't all look the same. But, okay, for example, the blue one.
Red or blue pill.
So live your life. This is either toothpaste or berry blue. Pick one. Anyway, I won't get to tell your bias
too. We eat it now?
Wait. Three, two, one, go. I got the berry.
Got toothpaste.
I got toothpaste. But it doesn't taste bad.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, toothpaste is not that bad. Let's try another one. Mm. Ooh. Oh. This is either liver and onions or cappuccino.
Oh, please be cappuccino.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Liver and onion.
Yo.
Hígado. I hate hígado so much.
Already one. Two.
Oh, fuck. That was bad.
Oh.
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, what the fuck, dude?
What the fuck was that?
Oh, that's so bad. Oh, fuck. That was bad, you guys. I swear to God, that was bad. Oh, let the chair here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, more's good, more's good.
Oh, my God. I can't even speak.
Oh, you fuck. That's just nasty, fool. That's just really bad.
Yo, what the hell?
No, that was really bad, huh?
That was so disgusting.
Wow.
That was so bad.
You just Triple H them.
I tried it. You guys see why I took it first? I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, you got Triple H, bro.
Ew, that was so gross.
You guys should do one more.
We need a gum or something.
I need a palate. I can have just Jarrito by itself.
It was so...
That was fucking disgusting.
Oh, that was so bad. Does anyone want to try it?
I'd rather look at her asses.
I'll try the toothpaste.
Yes, gum.
Okay.
That was so bad. Okay, fuck.
We all got the hígado, huh?
Dirty dishwasher? Or birthday cake?
Your breath smells like it.
Yeah.
One, two,
oh,
three.
Oh, I got the fucked up one. Oh!
You got the bad one too? Why do we, there, bro, they're finessing us.
Thank you, brother.
I can't. How do you go? Never mind. Oh, that's so bad, dude.
Vic. What about him? Oh, damn. That's crazy. That was disgusting.
That's gross. Ew, that's gross.
Dirty dishwasher really tastes like... I've never tried dirty dishwasher.
It tastes dirty and clean at the same time.
Yeah, it tastes like a bunch of soap and mugre.
Yeah.
How does it taste?
No, I'm just saying, like, it's obviously a clean dirty dishwasher. I'm like, fuck.
Oh, can we stop?
No, we're going to do two more.
I feel like they're all like...
The bad one. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Fuck. All right.
No, nothing more nastier than the ego, though.
This is either pomegranate or old bandage.
Oh, hold up, there's one more red one. I say you put the other one in there. Oh, no, it's okay.
Don't smell it. I see you guys.
You can't smell it. You can't.
All right. Go.
Got a good one?
I don't know.
Oh, it just like tastes like fireworks. Oh, that's so gross.
You gotta bite it. Bite.
No.
Oh. I'm so scared.
That shit tastes like war.
Straight gunpowder.
Yes!
Yeah, pomegranate? Bro, they're really bad.
It's really bad. Can we get a good one? Oh, God.
Ugh.
Fuck.
Disgusting.
Okay. No, we did the blue ones already.
The blue ones are all going to be brown, like raw, the okay. Bad ones now.
This we is either, this is the last one. Oh, fuck. This is either peach or barf.
Peach or what?
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I can't.
It's the last one.
Barf.
Go, just go right away. Go.
Fucking ass.
I got peach.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, that shit fire.
Bite it, pussy.
Eat it.
I'm scared.
Bite the whole thing. It was good.
I got peach.
You got barf?
Yeah. That shit was nasty.
What does it taste like?
Wow, that's crazy.
That peach was pretty good.
Bro, give him one, fuckers. Y'all want to laugh over there.
Yeah. Everyone here. Pick one. Come on, this is not just pussies. Us.
Maximo,
pick one.
You too, Chichui.
Pick one.
Just one. Random.
Pick one. Okay.
Eddie, come on, Jose, come on.
Everyone
come
on. Pick one.
I don't want to run in front of the camera.
No.
Okay, Maximo, that's either a strawberry banana smoothie or dead fish. Eat it.
Oh, fuck.
Eat it.
Eat it. Eat the whole thing. Nah, don't take just a piece.
Oh, dead fish.
Nah, you got to eat the whole thing.
Oh, dead fish. That's nasty.
What is it?
That's nasty.
Say what it is. Say what it is.
Dead fucking fish.
Oh. All right, guys, come on.
Like
come on, Jose, Ellie.
El Pescador.
Okay, that's either... No, Ali, not the blue one. The blue ones are easy. It's either toothpaste or berry. So not the blue ones.
Okay, tell me what color.
No, you pick one.
Give her barf.
Pick one. Okay, so that is either birthday cake or dirty dishwasher. Eat it, Ali, eat it.
What is it?
Seems like you're good. She's munching on it.
What does that mean?
What?
It's Like when you wash the dishes.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Like
come on.
It's like a mop.
Yeah,
you hella Mexican.
Come on, guys.
Oh, bad, huh?
Come on. Come on, guys. Hurry, because the podcast is going to end. Come on. Okay. That one is either... A ver, mira. Enseñamelo, Jose. Okay, that one's either... I think that's Dead Fisher's strawberry banana smoothie.
Oh, fuck.
Hold on, hold on. See the reaction.
Run.
That shit is...
Come on down. This is more for us than for the audience, but fuck it. Okay, let me see. Okay, that one is either toasted marshmallow or stink bug.
Drop it. Drop it in your Modelo. Oh, if you're down.
I don't want to ruin my drink. Stink bug.
Stink butt.
Bro, they're bad. They're really bad. Josh, fuck off, fool. Oh, look at Josh.
Nah, bro, what the hell?
Everybody else did it.
Wait, which one's that one?
That's either juicy pear or booger.
Oh.
Go, 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 go.
Bro, I'll throw up. I got a sweet stomach.
So what?
Did you get the pear?
Oh, Josh!
Angie!
It's hard to tell sometimes what it is.
Angie, come on down, Angie.
Come on, Angie. Don't
Josh,
scared.
What the fuck?
Yeah, Josh, you too.
Chile.
Okay, that's either liver and onions or cappuccino.
Oh, oh my
wow.
God.
Can I have half? Can I have half? Angie, give me the other half.
The liver and onion was so good.
Oh okay. My God, this shit was disgusting.
Get the brown one.
Go give it to her.
No, 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 not the blue one.
Really?
Yeah.
Angie, give it to her. Give it to her, Angie.
Okay. That's either dead fish or a strawberry smoothie.
Oh, no, I can't do it.
Just try it. Just bite, bite.
Bro, come on, bite.
Josh.
Bro, I hate fish. That's what I...
But are fish real is the question.
Michi, Chewy, come on. Y'all gotta try it.
Oh.
Strawberry banana.
There's more chance that you guys got the good ones because we all got the bad ones. All right. So which one is that?
No blue ones. You can't pick a blue. Okay.
No blue.
Are you sure?
No, I can't see because of the light. Okay, yeah,
just
that's...
Just hiding this one right here.
A ver. Okay, hold on. Let me see that one. Okay, I think that's either rotten egg or buttered popcorn. So try it.
Or what?
He's like, what?
Don't worry about it. All right, let me see. Okay, that one is either barf or peach.
Oh.
Go, you can do it. I think we got the barf.
I hope it's barf. It's peach.
Yeah.
Bro, like, you gotta understand that the liver and onion one was the worst.
Bro,
that
was
the worst thing
I've
ever seen.
It's strong, like, where'd you buy that?
I don't know. I got it at a store.
Yeah, kids love that.
In the
Harry Potter one.
I'm going to give it to my son.
Well, thank you for tuning in. Have a beautiful new year.
Hold on, hold on. Real quick. So let's do a countdown with them.
All right. Okay. We should do a separate countdown to turn us on when the countdown's happening. Because
yeah.
They would have to time it exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's do
it
live.
No, all right, so let's say bye.
Yeah, all right. Bye. We'll be back.
Bye, you guys. We love you guys. Appreciate you guys. Shut the fuck up. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year!
Yeah, 2022, bitch!
Yeah!
You thought we wasn't?
You're gonna clean all that shit up.
Come on, that was worth it.